In just a few moments, you will experience the inspiring words and music of Joseph Martin's Cantata for Holy Week, Portraits in Grace, as presented by these wonderfully talented musicians. As the music unfolds, you will also see beautiful portraits projected on the screen, thanks to the artistic contributions of Lloyd and Elaine Tarr, Earl McPherson, Paul Oman, and Barbara Drake. Their artwork will be displayed for you to enjoy. And we especially thank Lloyd for photographing these pieces. A few of these works can be found throughout our campus. One is in the narthex, another one is down outside the offices, and you can find one in the fellowship hall. Although this cantata can be performed as standalone sections, today we present it in its entirety, so that we can fully embrace the height, depth, and breadth of God's love for us as revealed in Jesus Christ. Each movement will transition seamlessly, accompanied by thoughtful commentary, creating a unified and vivid portrait of Jesus. At the conclusion, we will observe a brief moment of silence before inviting everyone to join in prayer as we continue our worship service. To us this day, it may not be clear, and we may not all agree whether what we do is worship or performance, but as a sign of appreciation and gratitude, applause is welcomed after the benediction. Thank you.
Creation displays the wonder and beauty of God in a thousand miraculous ways. With each golden sunrise, God renews the shining promises of life within us. In the noonday, he decorates our journey of faith with the magnificent colors of peace and joy. In the evening, each sparkling star splashes silver promise upon the canvases of our souls. How great is our God, the Creator! How marvelous is the art of his hands! Like a gallery of grace, God's eternal truth is gifted to us in vivid hues of hope and assurance. In the brilliance of the universe, we glimpse the glory of God. Yet this glory pales in comparison to the radiant splendor of Jesus. In him, we see the true colors of divine love and grace. Nothing can compare with the surpassing beauty of knowing him. Today, as we gather to consider his remarkable life, may our vision be renewed, and as we worship, may we clearly see God's perfect portrait of grace. Hear this word from Scripture. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Oh,
Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the rose of Sharon and the fairest of 10,000. No poet's rhyme is sufficient to describe his glory. No painter's brush can adequately express the beauty of the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Though in his earthly appearance he had no beauty that we should desire him, the perfection of his holiness outshines even the brightest and best of heaven's angels. Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He's the rose of Sharon and the fairest of 10,000. That's two. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Jesus was moved by compassion for those in need. In his graceful touch, we see with perfect clarity his service to body, mind, and spirit. Through his ministry and humility, Christ, the great physician, fulfilled the scripture. Surely he took upon our pain and bore our suffering, and by his wounds we are healed.
Great physician now is near.
His work was steady procession of promise. As he traveled throughout the land, his teaching and acts of healing endeared him to the people. His miracles of mercy and grace led many to proclaim him the long-awaited Messiah. As his fame continued to grow, so too did the people's hope that he was the rightful heir to David's throne. Wherever he went, large groups of people followed him. As Jesus entered the ancient city of Jerusalem, the crowd surged, and a parade of palms began to move through the city. The people started to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" The whole gathering of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty things they had seen. For just a moment, it seemed as though the entire world was following him.
Thank you.
After his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Jesus continued to teach and call the people to faith. As the time approached for the traditional Hebrew commemoration of Passover, he gathered with his disciples in a cloistered upper room. There, he revealed to them the deeper truths of his mission of redemption. In this poignant setting, Christ shared a new covenant with his chosen ones, a sacred bond established in divine love and mercy. As we pause to reflect on the beauty of this scene, let us remember that in the simple elements of bread and wine, God created a portrait of grace.
Thank you.
That same evening, Jesus took three of his disciples with him to a walled garden where he often prayed. There, underneath a canopy of olive trees, he confronted the deep shadows that gathered near. He prayed to his Father for relief, but surrendered to the greater purpose that had sent him to earth. Kneeling in the quiet solitude of Gethsemane, Jesus faced his destiny and chose the path of grace.
Thank you.
Jesus was delivered to Pilate's court, where he was interrogated. Bowing to pressure from the religious leaders of the day, Pilate handed him over to be beaten and crucified. Centurions placed a purple robe on his back and a twisted crown of thorns upon his head. Kneeling before him, they mocked him, calling out, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they led him to a place called Golgotha, where they crucified him, along with two common criminals. As the sun arched across the darkened sky, the cross began to cast a shadow of redemption across the land. As Jesus uttered his parting words from the cross, he spoke forgiveness and mercy into eternity. Upon that windswept hill, he reached out with open arms to a world lost in sin and sorrow. With one last gesture of eternal love, Jesus gathered his children close to his heart. Many years have passed since that terrible day of sorrows. The silhouette of the empty cross has now become a universal portrait of grace for the world. The beauty of this sacred image is beyond compare in the eyes of those who love Jesus. It is the living art of heaven, the crowning glory of Christ's redeeming work. This is our sacred season of remembrance. This is our time to recall, reflect, and repent. As we gaze upon the cross of Christ, let us bring his extraordinary life to our hearts and minds. May we recommit our lives to his grand design and reflect his beauty in our own lives. May we lean willingly into the potter's hand and submit to be fashioned by his will, trusting that he is faithful to finish the work he has already begun in us. Finish us, Lord Jesus. We surrender all to you.
Cross of Jesus, cross of sorrow, cross of Jesus, cross of sorrow, cross of Jesus, cross of sorrow, cross of
Jesus, we believe.